So, hello, my name is Elisa Hilera. I'm going to do this interview with Dr. Cortina to my history class. And first of all, I want to let him introduce himself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Miguel Cortina. I'm instructor for mechanical engineering. I'm from Colombia. I've been here in San Marcos since 2017. I started as an adjunct. Now I work as an instructor full time. I teach classes for the first semesters, like engineering graphics, engineering mechanics.
Okay, so let's start with the questions. The first one, can you tell us how St. Mary's tried to accommodate to the situation and how it looked like when the pandemic began?
The pandemic took us for surprise, I would say, everyone's professors, students, St. Mary's. So at the beginning, they did what everybody else was doing. They sent us home, they moved all the classes online. And as we were going through the pandemic, they started giving us, the Zoom, softwares to record our classes, to do our presentation, things like that. So I guess in that sense, our person may provide us with some resources. Obviously, those resources were more than physical because also we have the chance in case you need, to talk to someone, they offer those counseling services too. So St. Mary's is trying to provide us with as many resources as possible. The thing is that, this was new for all of us, so we didn't know what we needed.
And as a professor, do you know or do you have something in mind that you had to learn to be able to teach, like, online and everything?
One of the things that was the hardest for me, I guess, was at first getting used to talk to a black screen. Because sometimes when you're on Zoom, some students, they have the cameras off, so you're just talking to a bunch of black squares. Yeah. And, that human interaction is, I felt it was missing, so again, I have to get used to that. Because, it's not the same when you're in the classroom and you're, explaining something and you can sometimes, tell by the student's expression that you need to explain more, you need to go back, or you need to move faster. But here you're just like in the dark. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to, to do the best you can with the situation. So I guess that's one thing that I have to learn. There are other things like, learning all the technological aspects of it, like, how to create the classes on Zoom, how to create videos, how to, for example, grading. Grading was something that I have to adapt because it can take some time. So, a few things,
Okay, next question. What was the hardest part of learning how to teach students through a screen? Do you now see it as a skill?
Well, I would say, basically what I just told you, like that lack of human interaction that you don't know how your student is doing, how he's feeling or how she's feeling. I guess that was the hardest part because, you are like that. You're talking to a screen and that can be difficult sometimes. Also, something that I noticed I don't know if this was common for other professors, but I noticed some students that they connected to Zoom. They basically were in the sessions, but they never interacted. They never submitted work. So it was kind of a strange situation because you're trying to reach, you're trying to help them out, but it's like it's impossible. So yes, I would say that part, the interaction, professor student was, I guess, the hardest. Do you not see as a skill? I guess yes, because unfortunately, I probably noticed all those things at the end. Like, the first couple of weeks, I probably didn't pay enough attention. I just I used to talk to myself, maybe the student is shy, maybe the student, is not interested in the class. But then, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then the whole semester, then, you know, something is going on. So I guess I can see that as a skill in that sense. And in terms of the technology, well, you know, oh, I think there are a few good things that we can, you know, get from this pandemic, like all the Zoom sessions, all the recording capabilities, the fact that you can create videos. I think that's something that you can see as a skill now that I can use in my future.
Okay. And this can be a personal question, the next one, or it can be as a professor. But what is one thing that you've liked so far during the pandemic?
Well, I guess as a professor, I would say maybe the resources that we started using. I guess, I mean, I know I complained about grading before, but now that you get used to it, you can find the advantages of it. For example, grading homework on Canvas, I mean, digital is easier. But at this point, I find it easier than on paper because you have everything in there. It's, you know, you go to Canvas, just create everything. You don't have to take it to the classroom or, you know, I forget it on my office, you know, those type of things. So I guess I would say all the technological resources developed during the pandemic, I think there are some that are very useful and I'm planning to continue using them. At a personal level, I guess the fact that I could work from home gave me the chance, for example, to pick up my kid from school during the pandemic. And that's, I mean, usually that was my wife's job or someone else, because I have to be here. But, you know, that I had the chance to do that, and that was really nice. So I like that a lot.
Okay, next question. What is something that you do now that you did not before the pandemic?
Well, I guess, as I said, probably I started using more, you know, resources associated to Canvas, like, for example, giving quizzes in there, giving the exams through there, probably be more lenient with the students, because as I'm from Colombia and you come here, you know, to the United States, you think, okay, everyone has everything here. And it was, you know, really shocking knowing the fact that there were students that didn't have a computer or they didn't have a reliable internet connection. I mean, you don't expect to see those type of things. I don't know. It's that image that, oh, the United States, you know, everything's better there. So that surprised me, and probably now I'm more aware of those situations, so I try to, I guess, be more, you know, leaning on the students for those type of things. And besides that, well, yeah, all the resources that I mentioned, I think they are good tools. And I think, yeah, I mean, if you know how to use them, they can make a difference on teaching. So I guess, yeah, that's something that I would like.
Okay, and last question. Is there anything you want students to know about a professor's perspective?
I guess that I would say that, I mean, I know it's hard on you, but it's also hard on us. I guess it's not a competition who has it the hardest. But I would say, like, the fact that sometimes you, I mean, what I was saying at the beginning, that lack of human interaction, that's, at least for me, that's hard. Like, talking to a screen without knowing how the students are doing, it can be hard sometimes. Like, you know, because I like to teach. I like to see my students growing. I like to interact with them. I like to help them. Yes, of course, at some point I have to do my job and I have to do, you know, to grade and pass, fail, you know, that's part of the job. Probably not the funniest part, but it's part of the job. But it's, I mean, but I also like, you know, I like to interact with the students, and the fact that sometimes that cannot be possible through Zoom is hard. And sometimes when, you know, when I ask, hey, guys, how are you doing? Or do you have any questions? It's because, you know, I feel like you might have, but through the screen, it's really hard for me to tell. So I will like the students to, you know, to understand or to know that when I do this thing is because, and I'm pretty sure this is the situation with all the professors, because we want to help you, you know. It's not like we're trying to push you or we want to bug you. No, it's because we are concerned. I mean, yes, we're your professor, but we're also human beings and we're concerned. I know this was hard on you. So, you know, if we can do anything to help, we will help, you know. But you have to tell us if it's kind of hard.
Thank you so much for giving time to this interview. And I don't know if you want to add anything else.
No, I think, I would say, yeah. Okay. That's all, yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.